Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
One person is dead after a shooting in Durham. Coming up, I'll tell you where police are at in their investigation.
And a heat advisory in effect again today. Coming up, I'll outline the counties under a heat advisory and how hotter temperatures will get. And spending America's birthday while watching the nation's favorite sport, baseball. We are live this morning at the DBAP as the Bulls prepare to hit the field today before lighting up the sky with fireworks. They know how to do fireworks at the DBAB. It is 4:30. We want to say happy 4th of July. Thanks for getting an early start with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith in for Jeff Hogan. I didn't hear the rain, but when I got out this morning, the car was wet, the ground was wet, so I guess we got some rain on
it. Right, it was damp out there.
Yeah. Let's get over to meteorologist Peter Sherwood in the WR Severe Weather Center. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Yeah, we did see a few spots getting some of those showers and thunderstorms yesterday, but we are going to focus on the potential for hot conditions today. We have a heat advisory in effect for the region. And notice, not all of us are under that heat advisory. It's mainly for our counties to the south and east of the triangle, including Harnett, Johnston County, going down into Sampson and Cumberland County. Feels like temperatures expected to get up to 105 degrees across the southeast. So it's still going to be hot today, but just not as hot as it was yesterday. Looking live at downtown Raleigh, we have temperatures in the upper 70s, dew points in the 70s. It's very muggy and sticky already for this hour. It's 78 degrees out there in Fayetteville. And come this afternoon, hour by hour, if you have a cookout planned, get it done early. You don't want to be around that grill, especially around 2 o'clock where we'll be at 93, feeling like 103 degrees today, 95 by 4 o'clock, feeling like 102. We are also tracking some scattered showers and perhaps some thunderstorms to develop for today. It's going to be confined across our south and eastern counties, especially as we head into the late afternoon, going into the evening. I don't think this is going to be widespread, so keep that in mind, especially if you have a fireworks show in our northern counties. Things should be mostly dry. We have a level one severe risk in place where some of those storms could bring gusty winds. Coming up, I'm going to show you the additional storm chances we're looking at as we head through the middle of the work week.
Peter, thank you. We're following breaking news. A man is dead after shooting in Durham. Just before 2 this morning, officers responded to Robin Hood Road. It's a road that links North Miami Boulevard to Cheek Road. Michael Grace is there this morning in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Michael, quite an active scene behind you.
Yeah, that's right, Renee. And they're very early on. They just set up the mobile command center around 3 in the morning, so not even 2 hours into this investigation. And take a look at this video, though. You can see just how large this investigation is. Nearly a 100-yard stretch blocked off here on Miami Boulevard. And the main focus of this investigation is actually that garage, that overhead garage attached to the back of this home. There's 5 different evidence markers outside, and that is where the person was actually shot. So investigators have spent the majority of the time in there, also questioning a number of people in the area. Another thing you might see right there in the video, just the moment I assume loved ones of the victim find out this news. So obviously a tragedy for that family and friends this morning. And right now we're still working with police to find out if anybody is in custody at this time. But again, still very early on in this investigation so far. Live in Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And more breaking news this morning. We now know one person died in a shooting that led to a chaotic scene in Roanoke Rapids. Police gave us that update around 2 o'clock this morning. Police say the shooting happened at Madison Street and 2nd Street at about 9 last night. Officers found 26-year-old Jeremy Motley in the roadway. Police also found a car went through a wooded pathway to Jackson Street where it hit another car head-on. 2 more people were found shot inside that car that went through the woods. All 3 gunshot victims were taken to the hospital. Motley was pronounced dead. Another man, 27-year-old Trayvon Fleetwood, was taken to Greenville for further treatment. And the third man, 27-year-old Jaquan Harris, was treated at the hospital. Now, 2 people who were in the car that was crashed into also ended up in the hospital.
Today is all about celebrating America's independence. You're looking live at the DBAP, where many will gather to watch the Bulls play America's game before one of the Triangle's most anticipated fireworks show this evening. Let's take you out to the DBAP now. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live to give us a look at what to expect. Kelsey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy 4th of July to you. Take a look right now at the beautiful DBAP. We are so excited to get this day going. The gate will open at 5:30 tonight. The first pitch is at 6:30. The Bulls are going head-to-head with the Tides tonight and will close out the game with a fireworks show. Check out this video of last year's fireworks. Tickets are still available for tonight's game. They're also giving out some red, white, and blue swag tonight. If you come to the game, you can get a rally towel specifically made for the 4th of July.
This is like our Super Bowl in baseball. We absolutely love it. The 4th of July, you know, hot dogs, baseball, cold drinks, fireworks. I don't know what's better than that, honestly, right?
I don't know what's better than that either, to be honest with you. Now, you've got tons of parking options if you want to come here tonight between the American Tobacco Campus and City of Durham parking decks. This is a great way for you to spend some family fun on this 4th of July. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
And Fort Liberty will host its first 4th of July celebration under its new name this year. Gates will open to the public at 3 this afternoon. The fun will include live music featuring Gavin DeGraw and 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Sheryl Crow, as well as the 82nd Division Rock Band. There will also be food, games, and a lot more family-friendly fun. And, of course, fireworks at 9:45 tonight.
The city of Fayetteville will celebrate the 4th of July tonight with two events. A block party is happening from 7 to 10 tonight on Maxwell Street. It will include live music, food vendors, and a beer garden. Over at Festival Park, the Fayetteville Symphony Orchestra will present their Independence Day concert. Gates open at 6. The concert gets started at 7:15 with fireworks to follow. You can find a full list of July 4th events in our area on the Out and About section on WREL.com.
Well, police in Philadelphia are trying to figure out what led to a shooting that left 4 people dead and 2 children hurt. Officers say a man with an AR-style rifle and wearing a bulletproof vest opened fire in a neighborhood. The shooting spanned several blocks, leaving behind about 50 shell casings. Officers chased a man and he continues to shoot. Police were able to corner him in an alley and take him into custody. Philadelphia Police Commissioner praised the officers for their work.
I can't even describe the level of bravery and courage that was shown, not in addition to the restraint that was also shown here. We unfortunately have 6 victims here, but it could have been more had it not been for the officers' actions.
Well, police say a second person who may have picked up someone's gun and shot back at the suspect was also taken into custody. The 2 children who were hurt are 2 and 13 years old.
Some of you in Johnson County will need to boil your water this morning before cooking breakfast or preparing food for your July 4th cookouts. According to the town of Selma, water will not be safe to drink without boiling it first until later today. It comes just hours after crews had to fix a water main break on Monday. It happened at River Road near Thompson Drive. A town spokesperson says all customers in the area had either low water pressure or no water at all most of the day. Some Selma restaurants had to close early, while some customers used bottled water.
We went into the ground looking for a 6-inch water line that was listed according to our maps, found a 12-inch water line that was in the ground.
Selma Mayor Byron McAllister says it was repaired within 10 hours. He says water pressure should be restored once water tanks around the community fill back up. About 2,900 customers are affected by this boil water advisory. It is almost 4:39, an urgent call from the family of a man who was killed by a drunk driver.
You don't want to be the person that causes that kind of harm to a family.
His plea to you this Independence Day holiday.
Also, see the moments a deputy jumped into action to save a driver from a car moments before that vehicle went up in flames.
And here's a live look at Franklinton this morning. Love that red, white, and blue. Counties south and east of the Triangle are under another heat advisory this 4th of July. Peter Shearwood would tell us about the triple-digit heat index we're going to see today.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back, everyone. We are taking a live look at Franklinton this morning, all festive for the holiday. We have very warm temperatures to start our day. As I take you outside right now, we are seeing those numbers in the 70s. It is 78 degrees at this hour across the Triangle and 77 out there in Rocky Mount. Today is going to be a hot one for the 4th of July. Keep in mind, temperatures will be not as hot as yesterday. We are going to still see those sticky conditions where we're going to climb to 95 degrees across the Triangle, and it will feel like 103 degrees at times. For the most part, for the first half of the day into the afternoon, we'll be dry with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening.
An urgent warning from the family of a man who was killed when a drunk driver hit him. They're telling people not to drink and drive this holiday. Daniel Watt, a Duke University employee, died in a car crash almost 2 years ago. He was riding in a Lyft when Gregory Coley crashed into the car. Authorities say Coley was driving 143 miles per hour with a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit. Watt's brother says he's passionate about saving other families from the heartache he experienced.
However far it is, please take a cab, take an Uber, take a Lyft, anything that will keep you from getting on that road and drinking and driving. I don't want any other family to have to deal with the pain that we're dealing with and have to deal with this loss and this grief.
The most recently published data shows North Carolina has seen an increase in alcohol-impaired driving deaths over the past few years. Daniel Watt was a residence coordinator in student affairs at Duke.
Artificial intelligence will be used today to help police control heavy traffic during Carowinds Independence Day celebration. The sheriff's office in York County, South Carolina, says it will use AI cameras. Now, those cameras will be stationed in streets around the theme park. The cameras constantly analyze data such as the amount of cars, the amount of people, stopped cars, and even people who are jaywalking. The event is expected to attract about 60,000 people.
Three Black and Latino groups filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against Harvard. The groups say Harvard discriminates by giving preferential treatment to applicants with familial ties or wealthy donors. The lawsuit claims 70% of legacy applicants are white and receive a substantial boost based on their status. The complaint alleges other colleges have recognized the unfairness of such preferences and eliminated them. The lawsuit comes days after the Supreme Court restricted use of race as a factor in college admissions. Harvard has not commented on the lawsuit.
A former Apex town councilman dropped his lawsuit against State House Speaker Tim Moore. Scott Lasseter's attorneys say as of Monday, Moore no longer faces legal allegations he destroyed the marriage between Lasseter and his wife Jamie or traded sex for political favor. Along with his accusations about the affair, Scott Lasseter's 22-page lawsuit contained explosive allegations, including that Moore engaged in group sex for political favors. Jamie Lasseter is a state employee whose salary increased by 50% during the affair, which, according to court documents, indicate that affair began in 2019.
We think the Speaker of the House wants to run for Congress next year in 2024. I think that's a lot more difficult now, but stranger things have happened.
Lasseter was seeking damages from Moore and another unidentified man who Lasseter said conspired with Moore by installing cameras at the couple's home in Cary. North Carolina is one of six states that allows jilted spouses to sue someone for interfering in their marriage. It remains to be seen what sort of political ramifications this could have. Well, check your freezer before your cookout today. Thousands of pounds of mini chicken corn dogs are being recalled. The USDA says these products from Foster Farms could be spoiled. People have reported the corn dogs having an odor, off-looking appearance, and bad taste. The corn dogs have a best if used by date of April 23, 2024. Now, if you have them, you can return them to the store where you bought them for a full refund.
The Federal Trade Commission is working to ban fake product reviews. The proposed rule would also ban suppressing negative reviews and paying for positive reviews. Fake positive reviews are common on Amazon and Google. Amazon has been dealing with fake reviews on its third-party marketplace for years, suing the owners of Facebook groups who purchase fake reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, what a spectacular lights display. Thousands of families came out to Burrellsville last night to enjoy the town's 4th of July fireworks. They braved the heat to enjoy a full day of fun, including music, food trucks, and a whole lot more family-friendly activities. Organizers encourage families to stock up on water and sun protection before coming out and to keep a close eye on their kids to watch for signs of heat exhaustion.
If you want to stay in tonight and still watch an impressive fireworks show, you can. WRL is bringing you the 47th annual Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular. It'll be live from the East River in New York City. All the fun kicks off at 8 tonight. Fingers crossed that weather doesn't get in the way for that. It is 4:48 as we check in once again with PETA Shearwood and this heat advisory for points south and east of the triangle.
Yes, that heat advisory in effect because our feels like temperatures today, especially to the south and east of Raleigh, will top at 105 degrees. It is going to be hot for all of us today. Regardless, if you are under a heat advisory, you got to be thinking about ways that you can mix in some water with some of those other drinks you'll be partaking in for this 4th of July. As we check out our temperatures right now, it's 78 degrees in Raleigh and Durham. The humidity making it feel like 79 already this morning. It's feeling a little bit warmer than the actual air temperature. We are going to make it to 82 degrees by 9 o'clock. And once we head into 1 o'clock, we'll be at 91 and 95 will be the afternoon high. And I'm sure all of those pools are going to be packed with folks cooling off for this 4th of July. But I want to show you how it's actually going to feel once you factor in the humidity hour by hour across the triangle. We're going to get a feels like temperature of 102 by 12 o'clock, feeling like 103 as we head into the afternoon around 3 and 4 o'clock. Notice those numbers coming down ever so slightly as we head into the 7 o'clock hour, feeling like 98. So if you're heading out to a fireworks show, keep in mind it is going to be hot. It is going to be one of those days where you'll need to keep that water bottle with you all day long, getting to 95 in Durham, 95 in Fayetteville. But once you factor in the humidity, it is going to feel hotter in Fayetteville because we're expecting higher humidity levels there, feeling like 105 and feeling like 105 degrees out there in Clinton. We're also tracking scattered showers and thunderstorms. A level one severe risk is in place for the triangle and areas to the south and east. Gusty winds will likely move in with some of those storms that will develop as we head into this evening. And I'm going to go back to that so that I can show you here. We are going to be dry for the most part today. If you do have any outdoor plans, if you are grilling out, things are going to look good. But once we head into this evening, you can see those scattered showers and thunderstorms developing across our south and eastern counties. And some of those storms for this evening, a little bit after 6 o'clock, could be strong to severe. As we check out our 7-day forecast, each and every day on our 7-day forecast will feature the potential for scattered showers and thunderstorms. This is a typical summer-like pattern. 95 today, 91 tomorrow, 93 as we head into Thursday. It's still going to be hot leading into the weekend. We upped our temperature here by a couple of degrees as we head into Saturday and Sunday, remaining in the 90s. We have to stay hydrated throughout the entire week and, frankly, the entire summer.
Some very good advice, Peter. Thanks. We want to get gas for less than $2 a gallon?
Today, Sheetz is running the special for most stations. Coming up, the nod to independence, the gas station is marking with its markdown prices.
Welcome back. Buy now, pay later is everywhere. It gives you instant gratification without a big bill up front. Well, that option is available on Amazon, Walmart, and even at restaurants and grocery stores.
5 on Your Side's Keely Arthur is here with the risks of using these options.
In a recent Consumer Reports survey, 21% of people said they'd used a buy now, pay later service. Have you? Or are you considering it? If you are, there's some apps that work better than others and fine print you need to know about. 5 on Your Side's tracked high prices at the grocery store, high interest rates for housing, and the high cost of buying a car. So, of course, the idea of making a purchase with no interest or fees divided into payments over several weeks or months is appealing. But is it worth it?
This question's about these loans' lack of consumer protections. So we tested some of them to see how safe they really are for consumers.
Consumer Reports analyzed 8 popular buy now, pay later apps for safety, privacy, and transparency. Coming out on top, PayPal, scoring 89 out of 100, earning high marks in fraud protection and offering good security practices. Some other apps leave a lot to be desired. We're talking about PerPay and Zilch, with scores of 69 and 70, performing poorly in CR's privacy control tests. And there's more.
Our results found some troubling issues, like not all of them clearly disclose loan fees.
To help you not get hit with hidden fees, Consumer Reports says be sure to take screenshots of each loan term page before you hit accept. This could help if you need customer service in the future. Fraud and identity theft are also common concerns with using these apps.
You should make it a habit to regularly check your buy now, pay later account for fraudulent charges and to review all transaction and email notifications from your loan provider.
And if for some reason you can't make your payments on time, reach out to the company. They might give you some leeway. Just make sure you're being proactive and not reactionary. Keely Arthur, 5 on your side.
Well, Sheetz is celebrating America's independence today with a big discount. The gas station chain will drop the price of multiple fuel grades to $1.776 a gallon. It's a nod to the year the Declaration of Independence was signed. The average price in North Carolina, by the way, right now is $3.22 a gallon. The discounted price applies to regular, flex fuel, mid-grade, and premium. Diesel is not included. Time now, 4:57. One man is dead in Durham after an early morning shooting. Michael Grace is on the scene now, where police blocked off part of North Miami Boulevard as they investigate the information he is gathering and what police are saying next.
And the Durham Bulls are preparing for what they're calling the Super Bowl of baseball. What you can expect tonight ahead of their big fireworks display.